Welcome to Illinois Family Spotlight, a conversation about faith, family, freedom, the state of Illinois, our nation, and conservative action. Here's David Smith and Monty Larrick.
Welcome to Illinois Family Spotlight. I'm Monty Larrick. I'm joined by David Smith, the Executive Director of the Illinois Family Institute. And Dave, we're joined by a couple of very special guests and true heroes of the pro-life movement. Introduce them.
Absolutely. My good friends I've been working with for more than almost 15 years now. Isn't that amazing? They've been in the battle a lot longer than I have. We've got Dr. Hiram Crawford and his wife, Dr. Geronda Crawford, from South Side of Chicago, joining us here today.
With the Pro-Life, Pro-Family Coalition.
And?
And the Faith-Based Credit Union
Alliance.
Thank you so much for having us on,
Dave
and Monty.
We snagged you off the street, as it were, which is great to be able to do this quick interview. Coming by the IFI office to pick up some more voter guides, and thank you very much. We're 8 days, as we record here today, we're 8 days away from the election. And
important election.
I'm telling you. It seems like we say that every election cycle, but it is true, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
But you guys have been handing out voter guides in the churches around your community,
Not just voter guides. The IFI
voter guide. Is there another one? I'm sorry. We wanted to ask you, because you were telling me off the air here, your experience doing some early voting with your parents. Tell me about that with your mothers.
Yes, we took a 92-year-old mother.
And an 82-year-old mother.
Yes.
Okay.
And they were able to vote early.
Early.
And, of course, we took them into the voting booth and found out it was 14 pages long in Cook County.
14 pages
The ballot is 14
long.
Pages
ballot
long.
Was on the computer, 14 pages.
Wow. Unbelievable.
So there's president, vice president. And
U.S.
what
Senate.
Else?
U.S. Senate.
Yes.
But U.S. Representative.
But the longest part of the ballot was?
The judges. 10 pages
oh
of
goodness.
Judges.
10 pages of judges.
Municipal judges, county judges, state judges.
Virtually impossible to get enough information to vote on these men and women in a logical way.
And that's this true. Is retention. Should these judges be retained?
That's exactly
in other words,
right.
Keep their job, right? So, and they need a 60% yes vote. To keep their job.
That's right.
And unfortunately, most voters, I would say 95% of them, that's a guesstimate, but I would think that's about right.
That's true.
Don't have any information about these voters, these judges.
Whatsoever.
That's right.
None. No information is out there about them. So we've been researching, and now, due to the Illinois Family Institute, I was able to pick up some information to give to these people as to who. At least they can put a yes on. All the rest, I said, put no on.
Yes.
Because that's the information we're passing out. And many of these pastors in these churches were so eager to get these voters' guides that are so important so they'll know how to vote
for the
others.
We tried to do something about the judges a few years ago, but judges would send us, we'd send them a survey, a questionnaire, and they would send us back a letter saying, we can't prejudice ourselves. We might have to rule on something like this, so I can't give you an opinion. It would show a bias, which is really pretty sad. But we did have a little report, as you said, on Illinois Family
That's
Action's
right.
website. We have an endorsement guide.
That's
so
true.
if Planned Parenthood or the Gay Lesbian Bar
That's
Association
correct.
Endorse them, we can let you know that.
And that's what we're using.
And that's the best thing we've got.
Yes.
You are really in touch with the African-American community. How are they going to vote in this election?
One of the things that's very important in Chicago, a heavy Democratic area that's very involved, but there are churches out there, there are Christians out there
Amen.
That understand
that's
the,
right.
the issues. We're giving them the three basic issues. The issue, number one, is the issue of abortion, and we're making that very clear that Margaret Singer wanted to get rid of the black people started this abortion industry that is now going on called Planned Parenthood.
That's it.
And letting the black community know that's nothing but black genocide. The second issue,
her
of course.
Her goal was to eliminate undesirables.
That's correct.
And that includes anybody who had darker skin than her.
Thank you. And she put it in black and white.
Yes, she did. She did, literally.
Yes, she did.
And who readily accepted the 2009 Margaret Sanger Award? None other than
Hillary Clinton.
Unbelievable.
Come on.
Unbelievable. Yes. Okay, I interrupted you. Go ahead. That was number one. Yes. Margaret Sanger and Planned Parenthood.
That's it.
And the slaughter of black babies in the womb.
Yes, it is.
And the point that there are going to be some judges that are going to be appointed, Supreme Court judges.
Is that number two? Or is
still a part of abortion. I don't want y'all to get off of that.
Okay.
That the fact that whoever becomes president is going to appoint some Supreme Court justices that will strongly impact abortion.
Okay.
That's critical.
That is critical. Okay, number two.
All right, number two, we're looking at this issue of marriage being only between one man and one woman. And we've got several good Bible verses that we're using also to convince those black pastors that are kind of on the fence, not sure, because we're trying to make sure this is an issue election. This is not a personality election.
Okay.
We're voting on these three basic issues.
Before we get to that third point, do you find that the pastors in the African-American community, the evangelical pastors, are still on board with one man, one marriage?
One man, one woman.
I'm sorry. Yes. Yeah.
That's right. One man and one woman is a marriage, as far as that's concerned.
They're not saying that's an issue that's, out of our hands now.
Well, we have a few, quote, unquote, liberals that are still not sure what the Bible means when it says one man and one woman.
Sure.
But the majority of the black pastors, you could go through the whole thing.
It's the same way.
CME, Baptist, Methodist, it doesn't matter.
It's the same thing.
Church of God in Christ and so forth. And we've had
across the board
some of the bishops, of course, and I won't. I just wanted to name Bishop Bonner, of course, that are strongly with us out there.
Yeah, and Bishop Davis.
And Davis, of course. Right. And many that are really strongly pushing and working with us as well. But we're trying to get those little guys out there that haven't decided which way to go. And,
Absolutely. Of
course, just as we found out throughout this week, we ran out of the flyers.
The voter guides.
Churches are asking them. They're, and we just happened to bless to make one of the conferences.
Yeah.
And so they took all we had.
That's great. That's
good news.
That's
why we're here for more.
And that's why we're here.
Amen. All right. Number three. What's the third
reason? Number three, of course, is the nation of Israel. Do we support the nation of Israel? And that's important in our candidates because there's many biblical verses that specifically say the nation of
Israel.
God is going to bless you.
Yeah. That's right. And so foreign policy is a big issue here.
Yes, it is.
And how we support Israel and
Definitely.
Not turn our back. Has this past administration turned its back on Israel?
I'm laughing because it's obvious.
Do we have to answer that question?
Do we have to answer that? It's an obvious yes.
Yes, they have.
They have offended the people of Israel.
Yes,
absolutely.
One of the things that has come up in the presidential campaign is this rampant crime in Chicago.
Yep.
And Dr. Gironda, over this weekend, we were hearing that 17 people were shot down in the city of Chicago. Mm-hmm. And I can't help but think that maybe part of the reason is we've learned to devalue life.
I totally agree with you. And as a matter of fact, we heard that as we were coming here. I heard about the 17 people. And do you know, not even a name was given. And it reminded me of abortion because there's no name with abortion.
Mm.
And, we have devalued life.
That's exactly right.
And so there's nothing that we... It's just, and the other issue besides the devaluing of life, I'm hearing that the schools are almost empty.
They're emptying out. Why is that?
Because of abortion.
Because the demographics are falling
down in
Chicago.
Absolutely. I know for a fact that at my school, we had 850 kids in my school.
Now,
do you know how many
just
there
your background
are now?
Real quick. You were a principal.
I was a principal.
For how many years?
For 20 years, over 20 years.
Okay.
In the Chicago public school system.
Okay.
And now that school is under 400.
That's amazing. Do you think it's maybe a part people are moving out to or no?
No, that's not it. That particular community, every 20 years needed expansion. In the 30s, they built the old building.
Mm.
In the 50s, they built the second part of the new building. In the 70s, they built the modular units. And then I had to build the little mobile units in the 90s. Mm. And now they've dismantled all of
You're
that.
You're kidding me.
Because, well, number one is abortion.
Mm.
And then, of course, the charter schools as well. But there is a need for us to realize that life matters.
That's well. Mm. That's and that ties back into the violence and the unbelievable numbers. We're going to hit a record number at the end of 2016 of how many people were killed in Chicago by violence and or wounded or shot. And there is a tie-in because there is no value if an innocent unborn child is merely a choice. Right? Then pulling a trigger is merely a choice.
Well, that's why I say we need to look at these elected officials.
That's right.
Here, a city of New York, twice the size of the city
three,
of Chicago.
Oh, three, four times the
that's
size.
Right. Can have a much lower
that's right.
rate of shooting murders
let me
than we
that.
Have in Chicago. Because our people won't do what's simply reasonable.
Let me ask you about that, too, politically speaking, all right? How is this happening in the democratic utopia of Chicago?
That's right.
Right? It's
That's
been,
right.
It's been the leadership of Chicago has been this, you know, leftist democratic
totally.
Machine.
Yes, it has.
All right? And now we're in a deep blue Illinois
yes.
run mostly by Michael Madigan,
That's
right? The Speaker
almost
of the
100%,
House.
100%. Yes.
Right? He's been there 40 years. He's
40.
The Speaker 30 years.
Oh, yes.
And yet this violence continues.
Mm-hmm.
Why isn't the Republican Party reaching out to the black community, especially the black church,
oh, yes.
saying,
oh, yes.
we support the right to life. We are angry that Margaret Sanger-type people are in your community
Thank you.
Killing babies.
Thank you.
Why
Thank
aren't
you.
They? Isn't this, or marriage?
That's right.
Marriage?
There
Religious
we are.
Freedom?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm on my soapbox here.
Yes, but, you're doing a great job.
And,
I'm amen.
Hey, we're with you. We're wondering ourselves.
Isn't this low-hanging fruit?
It yes. is. It absolutely
yeah,
is.
What would you say if the head of the Republican Party here in Illinois or Chicago was here? What would you say about this low-hanging fruit?
I would say cut your ties with your leaders and get on the bandwagon to save lives.
Amen.
And that's a simple issue that they have to face up.
That's right.
And that's very, very important because they have to make that decision. It's not a what? A decision, but it's a decision about life. Not
That's
a decision
right.
about money or politics. It's
That's
a
right.
simple decision about life.
And historically, if we go back, many of our great American black leaders, okay, starting with Frederick Douglass.
Oh, yes.
What didn't he say? I'm a dyed-in-the-wool what?
Republican.
Yes.
And there was a reason because
oh, yes.
the Republicans what? Stood up against slavery.
That's true.
The Republican
true.
Party of today needs to stand up against abortion.
Well, which is another form of what? Slavery. It's murder the black baby.
Absolutely.
So it's worse than what? Slavery in that sense.
It absolutely
Look at the black
is.
Population. It was on an increase, but now it's what? A steep decline. And so the racists are very happy to feed into that system. I should say Mr. Madigan and some others. But the concept's
the
same.
They're happy with the status quo.
Oh, yes.
Just leave it go. There's no serious change being proposed by Michael Madigan
None.
Or by Rahm Emanuel or any of the city council members in Chicago.
Not any at all.
But let me say this, that so goes the black community.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually it gets out to the suburbs.
Well, that's, you know.
So you had heroin and the drugs and
yes.
all of that. Now drugs are everywhere.
That's right.
You mm-hmm. had the gangs. Now the gangs are spreading out into the suburbs.
That's right.
So if you allow this murder spirit to could go in the city, it's okay because it's just black kids killing black kids. It's going to go everywhere. A spirit doesn't stop.
No.
With just a boundary.
No, they're not content. The evil spirits. And you know what? As Christians, we're white and black around this table.
Yes.
But that doesn't matter, does it?
No, not it does not.
It's the blood of Jesus that
Thank
makes
you.
Us
Amen.
See brothers
Amen.
And sisters.
Amen.
And we, you and I, should all be indignant.
Yes.
About
Absolutely.
The fact that any human life, that human life being made in the image of God,
yes.
Yes.
being snuffed out For now. Reproductive choice?
See, this is spiritual.
Well, that's healthcare,
spiritual
Dave.
Warfare.
Healthcare. Oh.
It's spiritual warfare.
It is spiritual warfare.
And to me, it's so important that we begin to see the importance of this. That's why we're getting as many as we can to do a little fasting and praying, because we need spiritual revival in America.
That's right.
Not only just in the world. You know, we just came back from Japan and Korea. In Japan, they are praying to all kind of idols. Hmm. I mean, it was amazing. The Shinto, corners we turn in, Shinto, and you name them. And then we get to Korea, and I mean tremendous Christian revival going on. We went to a 10 a.m. Wednesday church service, and there were well over 10,000 people, if not 20,000, praying. And then in that church, it amazed me, the thousands of prayer groups going on and the issues. That's what we need here in America. We got to get back to serious.
And to that point, I just have to say, during this election cycle, we've had a lot of Christian leaders kind of stoking up fear about the Supreme Court, about what the future may be under Hillary Clinton. And I just have to say this. We're called to walk by faith, not by fear.
Not by fear.
Yes,
all right?
That's right.
And we have to realize, now this pains me to say this, but we don't need political freedom for the kingdom of God to expand,
Hello?
Do we?
Not at
Where
all.
Is the fastest growing Christian community in the world?
The persecuted church.
That's in China.
It. That's
yes.
it.
In
That's
China.
It. That's it.
All right?
That's
so
it.
That doesn't mean that we don't do our duty, because God has given us a tremendous gift in this country.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
And it's a duty. It's not a privilege to vote.
So true.
It's
That's
a
right.
duty to vote.
Yes.
But we're part of the self-government. Self-government.
We are part of it.
And so we have a duty. And so we need to fight to keep those liberties,
yes.
right?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
There's an easy way to be an informed voter. Visit ilvoterguide.com. ilvoterguide.com is a comprehensive online voter guide that rates the candidates on a 7-point scale from very conservative to very liberal. ilvoterguide.com lets you know where the candidates stand on life, taxes, and other key issues, who's funding the candidates' campaigns, and who's endorsing them. Before you vote, visit ilvoterguide.com. That's ilvoterguide.com. Let's continue our discussion with Drs. Hiram and Geronda Crawford with the Pro-Life, Pro-Family Coalition.
Okay, so thank you for your work. You guys do some phenomenal work, and you reach out to so many churches in the south side of Chicago, throughout the whole city of Chicago, and we need to continue to do that, don't we?
Oh, yes.
Absolutely. And we would love people who are concerned and would like to work with us. The number is 773-483-1131.
That's the phone number too.
The Israel Church, and they will get the message to us, and we will certainly be very happy to get you on board.
What's that phone number again, Geronda?
773-483-1131. That's 1131.
And people can get involved with the Pro-Life, Pro-Family Coalition, if they call that.
Instantly.
Absolutely.
And you have a conference every April?
Every April.
Absolutely.
Last Saturday in every April, we're at the conference center.
They're right.
Yes. And we also had our youth rally, and we're pushing for young people to know their destiny and know that they are above all of these sexual sins.
That was great to see these
high school kids that are on fire for Jesus.
That's very important that you're reaching out to the next generation, giving them a vision of the future.
That's right.
Right? And teaching them a biblical worldview.
Amen.
Vital. Well, thank you guys for joining us. I really appreciate you being here.
Could you just say a little prayer for our nation and Chicago in particular?
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen.
I think, with so much violence in the city, we need to be in prayer about
this. Amen.
Amen. Lord Jesus, we come before you, before the throne of grace.
Lord,
because Jesus, you taught us to pray. You said, our Father. Hallelujah. And we know you're our Father.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And we know you're in absolute, total control. And you told us, as your servants, ask and it shall be given. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door would be open. And right now, we're binding the demons of this violence.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Lord Jesus.
In the city of Chicago, in the county of Cook. in the state of Illinois. Satan, we bind you in Jesus' name, because, Lord Jesus, you said if two or three of us come together on this earth as touching anything, that it shall be done of my Father which is in heaven. We ask these blessings, that you continue to bless the Illinois Family Institute.
Yes,
in Jesus'
Lord
name
Jesus.
We pray. Amen.
Amen.
Let me just add on
Amen.
To that. Let me just pray,
Amen.
Too, with you guys, yes. and just ask that you would raise up leaders mm. in the churches
Jesus.
In Chicago
yes,
who would
Jesus.
Speak boldly,
yes,
wisely,
Jesus.
And confront mm. the powers
yes,
that be,
Lord
no
Jesus.
Matter what they are, what mm. stripes they are, Republican or Democrat,
yes,
and
Lord.
That they would promote the truth from mm. the pulpit, Lord.
Jesus.
And would you bless them and prosper mm. them?
Yes.
We pray these things in Jesus', Jesus. Name, and bless Geronda. Bless
Jesus.
Hiram as they run their ministry too. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
You've been listening to Illinois Family Spotlight. Our special guests, Doctors Geronda and Hiram Crawford with the Pro-Life, Pro-Family Coalition and Faith-Based Credit Union Alliance.
Amen. Thanks for being here, guys.
You're welcome.
Thank you for listening to Illinois Family Spotlight. For more information, please visit us at ifiaction.org and look for us on Facebook and Twitter. If you would like to email us questions or comments, please do so at feedback@ifiaction.org. Until next time, stay engaged and keep your eyes on the prize.